is handed down. I thought, how could this be? For he was such a big man, yet it doesn't fit on me. So I put it on a neck chain where it hung next to my heart, thinking until death do us part. Until death do us part. It served as a reminder, told the story of his days, how the fingers and the factory almost wore the thing away. And I thought it gave me comfort as it lay against my skin, my very own memorial to him. My own memorial to him. He touched the hand of his bride, so delicate in his palm. He probably touched my shoulder when he held me in his arms. It was there for every story, every song that we'd sing. So tell me if you find Grandpa's wedding ring. Oh, but I don't need a keepsake when I can hold a pen and write about the jeweler who made it whole again, and then tell you all about Texas, how I paid a cost. But I found so much more than I lost. So much more than I lost. He touched the hand of his bride, so delicate in his palm. He probably touched my shoulder when he held me in his arms. It was there for every story, every song that we'd sing. So tell me if you find Grandpa's wedding ring. It was there for every story, every song that we'd sing. So tell me if you find, tell me if you find, tell me if you find Grandpa's wedding ring.
Tell me about your song Grandpa's Wedding Ring.
Like, you've only got a half hour show, but I'll cut a long story short here. And I did mention my grandfather. His middle name is Ronald, and his name is Ronald. My middle name is Ronald, so I carry his name, and that's the name I use for my music, Chris Ronald. And so I already mentioned that he was a singer and a storyteller, and when I got married in the year 2000, my mum gave me my grandfather's wedding ring, not to use as my wedding ring, because it was too, this is the interesting thing, it was too small. And yet my grandfather was like 6'2" and like 3 feet wide. and yet I couldn't even put it on my pinky finger. Now, the story there was that he worked his entire life at a grindstone factory in England. Not his entire life, but his entire, you know, his entire working, most of his working career, working days were spent there. And over the years, the ring would come into contact with the stone to a point where it wore down and wore down and snapped. And so then he couldn't wear the ring anymore, and it just kind of lay in a drawer for a number of years. Until years later, it was in the run-up to my grandparents renewing their wedding vows, he took it to a jeweler's to get it fixed. Didn't have a great deal of disposable income in the day, so wasn't able to pay the jeweler anymore to add any more gold to replace all that that had been worn off. And so the jeweler just literally rejoined the ring that he had, which is why it was so small. And so I ended up just wearing it on a neck chain. Fast forward to 2014, told you it was a long story, right? Fast forward to 2014, I'm playing a festival in Texas called Kerrville Folk Festival. And song circle after song circle until the wee hours of the morning. Just incredible artists and writers, you know. And I woke up after one of those long sessions out of my tent to find the ring missing from around my neck. And, you know, my grandfather was a huge role model for me as a kid. And so initially kind of upset that I'd lost that and couldn't find it anywhere in the gold-colored dirt of Kerrville Folk Festival. And so, but then I thought, you know what? If he'd want me to lose that thing anywhere, it would be at a place full of singers and storytellers. So that kind of made me feel better. And then I wrote the song. So the ring lives on in the song. But do you want to know the latest episode? So, the story is not I feel like I might have to write a sequel here because I was touring in England in April and my uncle came to one of my shows. I hadn't seen him for about 20 years. So this is the son of my grandfather. And came to the show, and then a couple of days later we met for lunch and came straight up to me and he said, well, I know you lost Granddad's wedding ring, but maybe this could replace it. And so this is his signet ring, which my uncle happened to have and gave it to me. So it's kind of come full circle, right?
That's fantastic. Fantastic. It was meant to be that you'd be able to carry that piece of him with you. When do you feel most in your element? When you're writing, recording, or performing on a stage?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's when I'm performing, you know. Yeah, I really do. Because that's where it all comes together, right? You've got all this kind of back office stuff going on. You got the writing going on, the recording. So the first two things you mentioned are like the back office things. And but yeah, when you come to a festival like this, for example, it's when it all comes together. That recording you made is in the merch tent. The story behind the song, you're able to communicate that on the stage, which you can't on a CD, right? And so, and I think actually what, like the beauty of also writing your own songs is that you can write them for your, so I can write my songs so that knowing how best I can deliver them too, right? So I know what my vocal range is and I'll think, well, maybe I want a chorus that really shows off my higher kind of register. Or I want a song that kind of shows off the more jazzy side of my voice, and so I'm able to write to showcase my voice. And but at the end of the day, it's on stage where the rubber hits the road, and the whole thing comes together.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of any upcoming releases and tour dates?
Yep. So chrisronald.com is the website. Often people get mixed up and think it's Chris Roland. They anagrammatize my name. That happened on the workshop this morning. So it's chrisronald.com. And I keep that pretty much up to date with all the main stuff. Yeah.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Continents. What can you tell me about that one?
So Continents is, it's kind of a breakup song. And I think it was inspired by, you know, two or three couples that were friends of my wife and I's, and you know, going kind of through tough times, and so it's. I'm just trying to think. It's. I don't necessarily like to write songs that can be a little bit down in the dumps, but sometimes that's life, right? And but it also. I think it has a positive message in so much that it's almost like the couple that's splitting up are realizing that it's just not working for them and they're going to be way happier if they're apart, right? So, you know, and it's a metaphor, of course. It's like continental drift. So in the lyrics, there's reference to like rifts and oceans being created and stuff like that. So, but yeah, it's a breakup song.
Well, it's always good to write breakup songs about someone else instead of about yourself.
Right. Yeah, I'm happily married. It would kind of be sending the wrong message, wouldn't it?
Glad we cleared that up.
Yes.
Chris, thank you so much for joining me.
You're
for Indie
welcome.
Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Years ago, distance could never divide the widest gaps were small. Nowadays seems we're standing on different sides, and it makes no sense at all. 'Cause these continents are drifting apart. They were pulling away from the start, and we can't navigate by this chart anymore. Thinking about all the land that locks into place when two worlds collide. Staring at an unknown and uncertain space from a rift so deep and wide. 'Cause these continents are drifting apart. They were pulling away from the start, and we can't navigate by this chart anymore. A new map will need to be drawn with the frontiers that have been formed and the ocean that can't be ignored anymore. There's no turning this tide around, and nobody to blame. There's no saving these bridges from tumbling down. Things will never be the same. Be the same. 'Cause these continents are drifting apart. They were pulling away from the start, and we can't navigate by this chart anymore. Will need to be drawn with the frontiers that have been formed and the ocean that can't be ignored anymore.